Hi, James Mosier here from QSL with this week's Sugar Market Report. Before we get started, just a reminder that this update is of a general summary nature only and does not constitute financial advice. This market update is current as at the 23rd of February 2022, and no guarantee is provided about the performance of any market or pricing pool product. Please read QSL's full disclaimer on the QSL Weekly Market Overview at qsl.com.au. Starting with raw sugar, this week the stagnant ICE 11 sugar market experienced another week of trading in a narrow range. The March 2022 contract lost 6 points or 0.3% over the week to settle at 18.2 US cents a pound. After trading from a low of 17.96 US cents a pound to a high of 18.48 US cents a pound. As we approach the expiry of the March 2022 contract, the March 22, May 22 spread has a solid gains, closing the week 0.58 US cents a pound. The recent strength of the spread despite weak general market conditions may indicate there are some traders competing to take delivery of some March 2022 contract sugar. Historically, Central South Brazil is the largest deliverer of raw sugar to the tape of the March contract. However, it looks likely that only Central American sugar will be tendered this year. In India, an additional 9 Indian mills started crushing in the first half of February, while 13 finished crushing for the season, leaving 503 mills active for the 2021-22 season. 22.1 million metric tons of sugar has been produced by mid-Feb, up 6% year-on-year, with forecasts increasing to 32 to 32.5 million metric ton of sugar for the season. The commitment of traders report as of last week, speculators kept their long position virtually unchanged week on week, recording a position of 44,000 lots on Tuesday the 15th of February, down only 1,000 lots from 45,000 the previous week. Moving across to currency, the overview of the Aussie dollar found some strength over the week despite markets remaining cautious as the world waits to see how the Russia-Ukraine situation plays out. The AUD traded from a low on Monday of 70.68 US cents to a high of 72.28 US cents on Thursday. Across to the States, interest rates, a 50 basis points interest rate hike is now unlikely to be on the cards after being almost fully priced in after the US Consumer Price Index report a week ago. New York Federal Reserve President John Williams said he did not see any compelling argument to take a big step at the beginning. When asked about the idea of a 50 basis points hike in March, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell will make his announcement on 2nd to the 3rd of March at his semi-annual monetary policy update to Congress. Further evidence was added to the US inflation story when the Purchasing Power Index, which measures inflation from a producer's viewpoint, printed stronger than expected, up 1% month on month and 9.7% year on year, against expectations of 0.5% and 9.1% respectively. The geopolitical risk aversion has caused headwinds for the Aussie dollar as Russia appears to invade Ukraine by stationing 120,000 troops on the border. And despite President Putin denying any intentions of an attack, global markets are watching the situation closely as any signs of tensions boiling over is likely to sour risk sentiment. US President Joe Biden has said that he is convinced that Russian President Vladimir Putin has already decided to attack Ukraine and that an invasion will come in within days. Adding further fuel to the fire, Russia has claimed to have successfully launched hypersonic and cruise missiles at sea during nuclear forces training in Belarus. Risk sentiment continues to swing as news headlines spook the already cautious global markets. That's the sugar market update for this week. This podcast has been recorded on the 23rd of February 2022. Thank you for listening.